I'm Tabitha Safdie for South Carolina Public Radio with South Carolina Telehealth Alliance's My Telehealth.
I've been a firefighter for about 4 years now.
Edwin Burnett works for the North Charleston Fire Department.
Sometimes you go out in the middle of the night with not ever knowing what happens in the end. Like, you know, you'll go to a call and you'll get to a certain point, even with a shooting victim or a stabbing or a vehicle accident, you'll get to a certain point, then you drop them off to the ambulance, and then from that point, you just don't know if they survived or not.
Gerald Mishew is the executive director of the Lowcountry Support Team. He knows all about the types of effects those calls have on firefighters.
I followed my dad into the fire service. He was a fire chief. And I adored him and adored everything about him, but he was one that wouldn't talk about problems and didn't expect anybody else to talk about things that were bothering him. He was one of the suck it up, tough it out guys. And so I thought that's what we were supposed to do. I've seen grown men who've spent 30 years of their lives on this job be reduced to terrible places because of their inability to cope with some things.
A recent study by the Rutherford Family Foundation found that more firefighters and police officers died by suicide in 2017 than all line-of-duty deaths combined.
I've had one call that's really bothered me where one of my classmates actually died in my arms.
They're in the field, they're having these repeated, potentially traumatic events happening throughout the same day or even the same hour without much time to process in between.
That's Dr. Angela Moreland. She's an associate professor at the Medical University of South Carolina and the co-director of the Center for Firefighter Behavioral Health. Her team developed a series of resources for firefighters and those that work with firefighters.
So a huge problem within the fire service, but also just kind of in general with mental health, is the stigma around seeking help.
And seeking help is what the center is focused on providing for this community. The resources come in the form of an app. Apps available involve suicide prevention. It lists signs and risk factors. There's an app to assist medical health professionals with interactions with firefighters. And there's an app for firefighters who want to help other firefighters.
All of our resources are available online. They're free. You can download them on your computer, on your phone, on your iPad, wherever you are. You download them via Wi-Fi, but then you can have access to it even if you don't have Wi-Fi, with the whole purpose that a lot of firefighters aren't going to go in for professional mental health treatment, but they will look at an app and they will get some information through that.
In this day and time with our young fellows, a lot of them are tied to their cell phones or their laptops, and they're all about technology. So we're trying to win them over, so to speak, by letting them access this information through their cell phone if they want to, and they can and they do, and it works well. And so we get a chance to get them brand new before they've been tainted by old careers and bad thoughts. And we got to keep them in a good place, and that's what this is about.
I cannot see myself doing anything else other than fighting fires. The brotherhood, the calls, helping people, I honestly cannot do anything else with my life.
Most everybody that I know in the fire service is in it to do good work and to save lives and to be rescuers. I mean, that sounds a little dramatic, but that's what we do. That's what drives us. That's what drives the adrenaline. And the Center for Firefighter Behavioral Health has really stepped up to the plate and has developed many modules that supplement and help what we do. It's been a pretty good partnership for us.
For the South Carolina Telehealth Alliance, I'm Tabitha Safdie with My Telehealth. For more information and to follow the stories, visit us online at scetv.org/telehealth. South Carolina ETV is a member of the South Carolina Telehealth Alliance. This report can also be heard on southcarolinapublicradio.org.